If you're wondering, what is this voice I hear? It doesn't sound like Amelia Oliver. Well, because it's Kim.
It's Kim!
Yay!
Yay!
And welcome. Oh, I love all this praise. Welcome to Post-Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free From Radio. It is 12.01 p.m. Friday, March 8th. And I'm here with a fan favorite, Tufts special. Who am I here with?
We're St. Cecilia.
St. C.
Yay.
We've gone by some other names in the past.
Right. But, I mean, you haven't really changed that much.
Like,
the collective.
Rodeo Head.
PlayStation.
Simple
Radio Foot.
The Simple Machines.
Right.
Jerboa. Jerboa was a good one.
I don't think.
So I don't like know you guys. Like, can you all introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Let's start with the drummer.
Man.
I know, I'm changing.
Sam, your Sam? Mic is available if you want to use it.
All right.
No, we can't hear Sam.
No.
Can you hear Sam?
Like, we're getting signal, but not really. Can you talk again?
There we go.
Oh,
there's Sam.
Hey, oh. Sam is on air.
And guess whose brother just arrived at the studio?
Oh. He's right here. I see him.
Mr. Filmer.
So Gus? Oh, he's early.
He's early.
Let's go.
I'm Sam. I'm the drummer. And I'm just here because they found me in Egypt one day.
Okay.
Giza.
So Sam is a freshman at Tufts University, and he's the drummer.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Then the rest of them are...
How about our bassist goes
Let's
up.
Go to the bassist.
Well, yeah. What's up, guys? Matt, the bassist.
Yeah.
That's Matt. He plays the bass.
I'm Theo.
And I'm Cole. That's it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You guys can play something.
All right. This is the first song that we ever wrote.
That's a group.
It's called Somehow.
Apple of your
eye. Somehow your face is all that I see in my mind's eye. Somehow the moments that I had with you flood my mind. Somehow
I think I've, so is like, does that song have a name? I think of it as like your intro.
It's called Somehow.
Your outro. Oh,
we said that.
Okay. Well, you never like really say that.
So. It sounds very similar.
We have
to
a different,
outro.
Yeah, we have a different song that is an outro. You're right.
Outro.
You're right. We do have
okay.
that too.
I see.
I forgot about
you
that.
Know
we should do
a
that.
A lot
too.
Of people have said that. A lot of people have
well,
said that.
Yeah, I've never thought about that actually. But
it's very
I hear it.
Similar.
It's yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So. You guys have a special guest in there. Do you want to tell us, or do you want to have him tell us about the project he's
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, this is Theo's brother, Gus. Gus, they're talking about you right now. Do you want to say something on the radio?
Hello.
Ask him, tell him to say, like, what he's doing.
Oh, say what you're doing, Gus. Tell us.
I'm recording St. Cecilia.
Why?
Why are you recording St. Yeah. Cecilia?
Well, I've been doing it for the past couple of weeks for a documentary on them. And then now I'm just recording them so they can post on the socials.
Yeah, this time we asked him to come.
Well, that's awesome.
He's awesome.
It is. We love
Gus. I don't really have anything to say, so you guys can just keep going.
All right, this next song is so far our biggest hit. It's called Jimmy.
Oh my God! I'm so excited.
Thank you.
used to be a friend of mine. We would hang out after school. When Jimmy started smoking cigarettes, it wasn't cool. Jimmy's mom is disappointed. She tells him every day. I raised you to be better, and Jimmy ran away. Will he walk alone this morning? All his friends behind. Though we all thought he was boring, this wasn't what we had in mind. Jimmy, the world's your oyster.
Got a verse right here. That's crazy.
To be a friend of mine, we hang out after school. Jimmy used to be on radio, it wasn't cool. Jimmy used to DJ songs. Everyone's favorite guy. Jimmy thought that his legacy would never die. Jimmy knows that nothing gold can stay. Jimmy pushed his family.
Question.
Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, wait.
Tune up.
My guitar was so out of tune. That was so bad. That was so bad.
Oh my god.
It was the E string. Dude, it's because I just adjusted the action.
If anybody on the radio has a solution to an ever-slipping action...
Okay, wait, I have a question, guys. I have one question.
Yeah. Only one.
We all have one question.
Who is Jimmy?
Okay.
I have an answer, but you guys...
You have an answer. There's a real answer. There's a real answer to this question.
Okay.
Nobody believes me when I say this, but this is like... This is true.
You just started saying it.
I've been saying this, Theo. I've been saying this since day one. So, you know the Weezer song that goes, "Wrestle with Jimmy"? I was like, who's
Daniel
Jimmy?
Knows.
This is Jimmy. This is Jimmy. And then for like a week, I was saying like, the world is oyster, because I like making up my
the
own idioms.
Instagram post.
And, yeah, so Jimmy, the world is oyster.
But like, you're Jimmy. I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy needs to go out and see the world. Jimmy doesn't know.
That's what I was thinking. I was going to say, I feel like Jimmy is like a concept of like you guys and your
friends. Jimmy is all of us.
Yeah.
He tends to go through a lot in the lyrics. There's actually no like real like written lyrics for this song. It's all freestyle.
Yeah.
You can probably tell.
Every time it's different.
So next up, we're going to play a song called Snow.
Like President Snow?
No. Like the precipitation.
Okay. The precipitation. Okay.
All right.
Would you be mine, oh mine,
you wanna try and learn my name. Even if you didn't, I still feel that tug on strings, honey. I
dude, you didn't broke. See my string broke.
Your string
and the
broke?
Whole thing just got fucked up. I mean, messed up.
Oh, your whole string broke?
But yeah. Anybody got an extra guitar string?
I have a pack. Jam.
Alright. Give me a little.
Or do you guys want to talk right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Okay.
That's crazy. Literally, I don't use a pick. The odds of me breaking a string.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
That's crazy.
That's okay.
Okay, well, let me think. Okay.
You can interview Matt for a minute.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait. It's Matt. Do you have the mic, Matt?
No. Hold up.
Matt, take that mic.
I have some questions.
We have some answers.
Yeah, what's up? I got a mic now.
So, arguably, you're the most academically rigorous in the band.
Arguably.
How do you manage being an engineer and a musician?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, kind of scheduling everything. In like, I'm like, I live and die by my Google Calendar.
Facts.
Like, I make sure when I rest, I'm resting meaningfully. Like,
If I'm not working or I'm not doing something socially, I'm like taking care of myself. And that allows me to do more things with my time and get more enjoyment out of the things I do.
This is so inspiring.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, that's amazing. And Sam.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, you know, Mr. Cool Guy because you're the freshman and like you're friends with all these sophomores.
Some would
and
say.
Like, so.
Not me, though. I wouldn't say that.
Like, somewhat. But unrelated. You're also an author.
That's true.
Do you want to tell us about your...
Give us a plug, sir.
Yeah, plug. I wrote a book last year. It's called A Kind of Crimson. Find it on Amazon.com. Also about music.
Mm-hmm. Not about him, though.
Not about me, though. I would like to go on air on the record and say it's not about me.
Okay.
But, you know, music.
Right, and you did also write a 35-page short story.
Yeah, so that I heard shout out, fiction writing class 6 to 9 on Tuesdays. If any of y'all are tuned in right now, I'm sure they are.
Actually, like maybe.
Like, okay. Like,
yeah. You never know.
So yeah, Sam's a writer. Matt's an engineer, an electrical engineer.
Yeah, computer engineering, it's in the electrical engineering department, so you're right.
Yeah, you don't hear of many of those kind.
Yeah,
so.
You do. There are several in other bands.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact, Owen Ackerman is also my name.
Shout out Owen Ackerman.
Okay.
Friend of the band. Sometimes part of the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fellow computer engineer.
Awesome.
Small department, many musicians.
Nice.
Fun fact.
And Theo's a music major, as I know.
Yep.
We all know.
Right.
Mr. Music. He can't hear me right now.
He can't.
No.
Because he's doing music stuff. And Cole is a film major.
I think we're getting word from the studio that we're ready.
Oh, yeah. I think we're coming back. Bye, Mike.
Well, I just want to say.
So we're tuning up.
Okay.
And
Theo can't even.
On the record.
Theo's about. Theo's
just talking over me.
Theo, just put on the headphones.
We just, we just got this thing going again.
Oh, the headphones
right.
are backwards.
R this means
is
right.
Headphones are backwards.
This is
oh,
what
we
call
them
the OGT.
No. All right, so let's do it.
I've never broken a string in my life. Of course, it happens on the radio.
So most guitarists would change their strings once every couple of years, and Cole hasn't since he got this guitar.
So what are we gonna
but
play?
The viewers at home good. They want stimulation right now because they've just been hearing people talk.
Okay, let's play.
What song? What song are we gonna play? What song are we gonna play?
All right, let's do She's Only in My Dreams.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna hit it with a 1 2 1 2 3 4.
Yeah. And this one's in C sharp, right?
I don't know.
It starts on a D minor.
Oh, this is. Yeah. I love this song! Alright.
You know, when you put new strings on a guitar, it always takes a minute for it to stay in tune.
So, a little quick tip. You know, if you're in a pinch, you want to tune that new string a little sharp so it'll fall into place.
Also, you should, like, tug on it.
Yeah. For some reason, the rest of the guitar also
well,
wants
after
to
you get, before you guys cut me off, I was going to say that you guys are all so, such a good example of tough students because you're so multi-talented and multifaceted.
I only do music.
This is true. No, not that part, the multi-talented.
But like, you sing.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Sorry for tuning in. All right. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Might fall out of tune, but.
Just keep it
tuned.
Yeah. All right.
Ready?
Ready?
This song.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
can't stand to close my eyes. I get dizzy overthinking about things. I don't even know her name, but I'm enamored by her gaze. She's got me wrapped around her finger. It's a divine intervention, a gift sent from the heavens. Or could you really be mine? Get myself into. I can't ever play it cool. Now she's living in the forefront of my mind. Does she think the same as me? In her bed as she falls asleep, or is it just a stupid waste of precious time? Because if she were left in danger, and I was there to save her, a story that would be.
Okay, can you just keep going, please?
Yeah. Let's just keep going.
Awesome.
Next up, we have a song called Heavy Hearted.
Woo!
And then that song.
Okay.
In terms of vibes.
Yeah. I love this song so much, and you know why? It's written so well. But it's so simple.
The song was written as a joke.
But it's so simple. It's so simple. But the words, you want to listen to the words, you want to listen to music, you want to listen with your ears, you want to listen with your heart.
All right, how much time do we have left? 34 minutes. All right, let's do this little like. All right, follow my lead.
Thank you. car again. Always make things better when I'm not with you. But I get so heavy hearted. Oh, before we started, you know I loved you from the second that I could. So
was awesome. Yeah, can you, do you guys want to do one more and then we can do a PSA and chat?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Sam?
I know what you're saying. All right, so I'm gonna do two measures, right?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I gotta count.
Loki, I'm gonna just like chill for this one.
Yeah.
Right, don't mind me. I'm gonna just chill.
For the viewers, for the listeners at home, can't. If you're a listener and you're not a viewer, then
all right.
Then Cole's sitting right now. To say I hated every second, but God knows you were a blessing back then. And I wish I could say I hated every moment. But if I've learned one thing, it's the wrong mentality. The things I would do to move on from the past, the things that I know I just hold me back, the things I just do. I still care like I do now. Say I'm doing fine, and I wanna know how. How do you act like you don't care when you really do? How do you? You won't hurt it.
Vibes. Okay, Alec, can you do a PSA really quick? Thank you.
Hey, PSA. Okay. Let's look at this. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0. Okay, that's all I got. Back to you, Kim.
Hey, thanks, Alec. So we have a question Madison suggested, because I was like, I feel like I need to ask like a new question, because like we know you guys, you know, and like there's something else that I wanted to ask.
Ask away, Kim.
Individually, and you can, this is a two-part question. Individually and as a band, are you guys a leap, skip, or a jump?
Sam said leap. I don't even know what that means. So,
well, it's like subjective.
So Sam said leap, and honestly, I go with Sam. Like, I trust his opinion because he's my boy. So, leap.
Wow, a bomb just went off.
Oh, that's triggering.
Sorry.
A bomb.
Help!
The reverb is hot.
I have reverb.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear that.
It's very slight.
Turn on for you guys.
Yeah, you guys. It's just, it's a special thing that like it's only true. We get to hear.
Right.
But so like that's what we thought you guys were gonna say. I guess, okay. Another question. Okay, these are all originals. Like, that's something you guys should talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot of originals coming. You know, we don't want to be just another cover band. We're trying to.
Yeah, a lot of these we wrote together as a band, which has been a really fun experience. Just like, I don't know, writing chords, writing lyrics. It's just what we do. The last song we played was like one of the first songs that Theo ever wrote, I think.
That's true. That was in junior year of high school.
that was an oldie. This next one is really cool. You're hearing it, little boy. This is another Theo one.
But what you should really listen to is Matt's bass line. If you want to give that a little boost.
Okay. What did you say?
If you just listen to Matt's bass line.
Okay.
You get transported.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like you guys want me to ask you any more questions, so you guys can just play.
We'll play, and then we can do more later.
Well, we've got like 12 minutes of music. If approximately.
A little less than that, but yeah, 7 grams.
Yeah. This song's called Writer's Block.
Here's our last song. Echo. Or reverb, rather.
like a singing bell. You know you can never tell. Nostalgic feature, evergreen's prophetic preacher. Nothing seems to change with each year. Nothing seems to change at all. Mystic eyes, you crazy creature. Springtime comes, my favorite teacher. Oh, gently, talk it over. Just to give up on.